views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And if you are a new listener, welcome to our listening family. We're going to really hit it today. And the timing is, I think, perfect because it's a holiday month. And we're thinking about our menus and what we're going to do for the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S. Now, it's a celebration time of gratitude, right? It's a celebration of gratitude. It's appreciating. It's time for a gathering. Well, we're going to talk about the energy healing that is within food alchemy. Now, I'm all about this. I'm all about intuitive eating is what I call it. This is powerful, powerful ways that you can ignite self-healing within yourself. Now, when we're on a spiritual path, you know, we think about, you know, the spiritual, the ethereal, we think about the meditation, we think about that connection, that intuition. Well, our physical bodies are workhorses that support the spiritual being that we are while we're here in a physical life. And with all of the shift and change and frequency, and we're growing, we're raising our frequency of ourself. Well, guess what? Your body needs to change with it. Now, how do we do that? We support what it needs. Now, with all the changes going on out there in the world, another big one that I feel is a priority is how we feed our bodies, how we take care of them. And what used to work is not going to be the same. Now, this is not a one-size-fits-all menu for everyone, but there are some common denominators. And it is, there's a lot, there's so much. And especially with the internet and how you can research, you can look up a lot of things and do your own homework here. Now, when I say do your own homework, be diligent. Do your homework for your situation. But this is also about listening to the body and what it needs. Now, it kicks in, and that's another reason why your intuition and trusting your gut instincts, your, you know, what you feel is right for you, that is so important that you listen to that. Now, some people will avoid that, and they'll mask behind a craving that's different. Now, you'll have a craving for something your body needs in nutrition, and I'm going to explain that. But then there's also the cravings for something that's addictive or something that's not so healthy for you, and how to discern between those two, which one is it? Now, that's where we take in our meditation. We trust, we listen, we go there. But when it all comes down to it, we have to, in this physical world, come up with something that's healthy to support our body, because it's changing and trying to keep up daily, if not by the minute, with the changes that are happening within our spirit. Your spirit is soaring into higher frequencies. That's going to force some changes in the body. And what you used to like, may not be so much anymore. You may find that you're just not, you know, wanting that anymore. You need to listen to that. You need to listen to those instincts, because it will tell you what you need to do one thing at a time. And actually, it won't be overwhelming if you actually listen to it. If you just ignore it, then it kind of stacks up. And then it seems like the whole, all of a sudden, you're actually going through this entire major overhaul. Now, we are going through it faster now. It is. I mean, if you don't notice that, I can't imagine. It's just happening. And every day we are working on our menu and our diet to see what we can do better, what we can change. And I'll share some of the things that I've tried and experienced and what's staying with me. I mean, I will be happy to share what's working for me. That does not mean it'll work for everyone. I encourage you to check out the things I'm talking about today and see what works for you. So we do have the call line open if you'd like to call in. And if you have a question about the topic, 1-800-930-2819. Now, we'll take a caller when we come back from the first break, just to let you know. We'll start taking calls then, because I want to get some of this out. Now, last week, we did the month of November with Archangel Raphael, and he's the healing angel. Well, he's very much about healing our diet, okay, healing how we take care of our bodies, and that would include food, herbs, spices, detoxing the body, I mean, you name it. It will cover all of that. He's very much about supporting your body as it needs support in a different way, as the cells are replacing old cells that will adequately support a higher frequency spirit, so to speak, your soul, because you're raising your frequency. So it's like you're improving and upgrading your house. Think of it that way. You're upgrading your house. You're doing some overhauls on your home, because your body is the home of your soul and spirit, right? So if you look at it that way, it helps to kind of, okay, yeah, no, I got to take this seriously. It includes exercise and all the other activities as far as being happy, but we're going to focus on the food. We're going to focus on, what is your body trying to tell you with an illness, or what is your body trying to tell you with something with your digestion, your joints? Are you tired? Are you needing more sleep? These kinds of things. We want to listen to the body. The body is a great tool for communication with your higher self if you allow it. And I want to help you with that today. I do this daily, and it has never failed me. Sometimes it's been challenging, and sometimes it takes a little longer to learn something, but there's a lesson in everything you're learning with this. And it fascinates me how we have everything out there that we could possibly need. We just have to take the time to listen and learn about it, and then how to utilize it in the best form, and to respect what it is and that it's there. You know, I mean, just imagine there's things out there that I'll talk about and share with you that we do here in the house, and I absolutely love. It's very shaman style. But for example, we use chaga mushroom. It's C-H-A-G-A. And we make a tea out of it. And we make a pitcher of that, and we drink it daily because it's an adaptogen. It's in shaman terms, it's one of the magical herbs that will give you what your body needs in that moment. So that one is like an autopilot. Wonderful, wonderful one. I love that one since I've discovered it and been working with that one for a few years now. And that's just one example. You just make a tea out of it. We mix it in with our herbal shakes, and we've started to enjoy how we feel so much more by just adding or taking away or improving what we do. And we're always looking to see if there's something we can do better. So as much as I've made this a part of my life, all the way back to, gosh, I've always been about health and fitness since I was, you know, in my 20s. When I went out on my own, man, that's what I wanted. So I'm always finding something better to improve as I grow as well. And I share whatever I can. So that's what we're talking about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we'll take your questions. We're talking about energy healing and how that works with food alchemy for self-healing. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell we know.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
1230 WBLQ. We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just joining us, then our topic is we're talking about the energy healing in food alchemy and how we work on our diet to help our body support our frequency rising and our soul growth, because it all works together. That's how there's a healing of mind, body, and soul, because they're all connected. Now, Brian, I believe we have a caller, right?
Oh, yes, indeed we do. It's Tiffany from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program, and what is your question?
Yes, thank you. My question is, I do feel like there's a lot of energy changes going on with me, and I guess the bigger question is, how do I trust my intuition when it's telling me to do certain things? And because I question a lot of things, or I'll think I'll get something, but then I'll kind of talk myself out of whatever I get.
Right. Well, okay. And I'm, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate you calling in with that one, because that's a big one for a lot of people. And I feel when you were sharing that you're the thinker. I mean, you process. You think mm-hmm. about things a lot before you make a choice. Is that normal for you? I mean,
is
that how you are on everything?
I am.
Yeah, you're an analytical processor. So, and that's okay. That's okay, because we have logic. That's important. What's happening for you is all of these changes are taking you to the right side of thinking. You're more of a left brain thinker, and left brain thinkers are very spiritual too, and they can use that as intuition. But then the right side is wanting to help you create a new way of doing it all, a new path. So a lot of it will feel unknown, and there's all these urges to try something else, or all of a sudden you feel burned out on something or tired of it. You know, you just can't, you just lost the lackluster. You know, you just don't have the excitement for something anymore. Is that what you've been experiencing?
Yes, that happens a lot. I'll kind of get excited about something, and then it'll just kind of fizzle out just as fast as it started.
Okay.
So
now,
scattered
when
a
you
lot.
Have, to, the way to trust your intuition is, it's going to be, there's going to be two factors. You have your mind that wants to make decisions, and it's going to make decisions on what you know already. Okay. What, mm-hmm. what's been the program? What's familiar? And then the heart, when we make choices from the heart, it's things we really want. And then we'll have this side of us talk us out of it, because we just don't see how that's possible, because we can't see it all the way into the end result. Mm-hmm. But the heart is what's pushing and driving right now for our growth. And it's a balance. It's a balancing act, because you're very good at the processing and the analytical side, but this other half of you wants to emerge and be a part of your life too. And that is coming from your higher self when it comes from the heart. And yes, it will challenge you and take you into zones that are out of your comfort zone. And I feel that that's happening. I don't think it's just about diet. I think it's in a lot of different ways. Like, you're feeling like you need to do something better than the way you've been doing it. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, Tiffany? Okay. Well, I'm not sure what happened with that connection, but I'm going to keep answering the question. She wanted to know how she can trust it, because she's coming up with different things all the time. And the thing is, with when you're feeling this nudge to explore something unfamiliar, allow yourself to learn as much as possible about it. That's going to help you feel more comfortable when you feel that you analyze a lot. So if it's saying, you know what, I think I need to stop, I need to take this out of my diet, or I need to add this, or what could I do different? Go and learn everything you possibly can about it. Read on it, explore it, try it. I mean, try it gently. Is Tiffany back with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I just kept going. And if you didn't hear all of that, you can go back and get the recording and listen to it.
I just kept
going with the answer. But you want to explore what you're curious about. Don't be afraid of it. Learn about it, because knowledge is power. And so if something is nudging you to do something different, learn everything you possibly can about it. It will help you trust that intuitive hit you're getting, because you're getting some things from your heart and higher self that really want your attention. And they'll be repetitive. It'll be the same message. It won't keep changing. That's another way you can trust it.
And it's funny you said that. I was listening to one of your other podcasts, and you said the exact same thing, and it resonated with me.
Yes.
It's
a very powerful one. Those are a couple of simple steps, because it's, you know, when we're going through a big change, whoa, it's like, oh man, I was comfortable. I had everything the way I knew it. Now we're walking into places and we don't know what we might step into or bump into. And it's not being afraid to be adventurous, because your soul is really trying to bust out and take you and show you some things about yourself that you didn't know you were capable of. And that's the biggest hit that I'm getting about you right now. It's limiting you unless you do explore. And you can do it in a safe way. You don't have to go out and throw logic out the window. Absolutely don't do that. That's in place very well for you. Just allow this other side to grow right along with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. I really need to hear that.
Yes, because it's a very personal choice on what you need to decide for down the road or what you want to take out or add to your life. I feel like it's a little bit of both. Is that how you're feeling?
I am there right now. I'm in the part of my life where a lot of things are changing and I'm becoming more aware of what I need to do. The thing that's been coming up for me is being authentic and being true to myself. That scares me a little bit.
Taking the mask off.
Yeah.
You know what? And I know that's, I just felt that. Oh, all through me. I just got all the goosies everywhere. But, you know, that's a big one. And I can really appreciate you saying that. And kudos to you. You just said that to a lot of people on the radio. And a lot of people are feeling like that, because we don't want to be afraid to be who we really are. That's the part that's coming from the soul and the heart that wants you to make some changes. That is the real you trying to bust through the prison of hiding behind something that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can take it one step at a time and then allow the releasement to come. But if you're proactive with it and you're acknowledging it and you're learning and you're going, okay, I hear you. I know you want to show me new things. It's a lot easier and a smoother transition than avoiding it or pretending like it wasn't there. That makes it bumpier because then it has a way of finding some kind of creative way to be louder and bumpier because it's trying to get your attention.
And I feel like that's what's been happening. I've been avoiding it. And I think it started to manifest physical for me. And I was experiencing pain, like, to get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And through listening to your podcast, it helped me, because you were talking about Raphael and Archangel Michael. And I was in so much pain at work, I couldn't concentrate. And so I have this journal that I had been avoiding writing in. And so all I could do was just write about, like, how I felt. And then I went from kind of despair to gratitude towards the end. But I just asked for all of them to come in and just help me and show me what it is I need to do and what I need to know. And by the end of that night, the pain was completely gone.
Oh, that's beautiful. I got the goosies again. Well, my goodness, Tiffany, you've got energy just flowing off of you. What a beautiful story to share with everybody right now, because that's exactly how the body does that. I mean, if you've got pain on the body or something going on, it's already manifested into the physical to get your attention even louder. And that was the exact thing to do. Yes, sometimes, actually, you can rule out if there's a real serious problem. You can go to the doctor and you can find out that they can't find anything. Okay, good. That's good news. But sometimes that's frustrating news if you still have something going on. I know, I've been there, done that. And then you get labeled, you know, like you're hypochondriac or something. Like, no, it's not mental. It's energetic. And trusting that you know that there was something stuck there. And that energy had to be processed, that emotion, that feeling, that whatever was trapped, once that's released, it's like a storm went through your body and it's over. You don't even feel it anymore. It's miraculous how that happens, isn't it?
And I find myself kind of still like moving and stretching to see, is it still there, but it's gone. But there's that part of me that's like, well, maybe it'll come back. But
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Still
okay, now that's
that
the that's the left brain with the recorded part. Because that's the part that will go, well, what if, and be a little more pessimistic. And when, I mean, I just kind of personify mine a bit and I say, yes, that's the way we did do it before. Yeah, we used to worry that it would come back, but we're not going to do it like that anymore. And I just tell myself like that. And I claim my I am presence. I claim it because that's my higher self. That's the part that where miracles happen, and can choose to not be afraid of that happening again, or to be healthy. So I go there, and it turns it around quickly. I sometimes have to repeat it because I'm human being, mm-hmm. just like you guys are. And I have to apply this too. So I say do that when the doubts come in. When the doubts come in, mm-hmm. say, okay, left side, analytical side, that's your opinion. Let's hear what the right side has to say. Mm-hmm. And give equal ground to both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It kind of
puts it in perspective.
Question.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I just have one last thing. So with my children, with them, I feel like I'm good at sensing energy, and just like with my kids, I just feel like whatever they have going on, it's just like super amazing and powerful. And I worry that I don't know how to best assist them in the changes. I think they're very highly in tune to things, and they're empathic on some level. Mm-hmm. And I just sometimes feel like mm-hmm. I don't know how to help them. But I feel like they have this thing.
Yes. Well, they probably do, because the generations coming behind us absolutely are going to come in at a higher frequency already. And I was just working with children yesterday. I have children that I work with that I've been working with for several years that are like that. And we work with the parents, and I have to go quick because I got to go to break. But
okay.
Allow them to teach you some things. Now, it doesn't mean you're not the parent and you don't set the ground rules and the boundaries. Allow them to be open, not put a mask on like we did in our day, okay? Allow them to share with you what's going on. Allow them, take how they're feeling seriously. Like, respect that they have this perspective that you may not understand. And you'll be surprised how much you'll learn from them in that. And this will be a learning process. They're going to learn from you, and you're going to learn from them. Because if they're like that, what a beautiful balance for you to learn how to open up that right side of you, that side of you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to learn boundaries and logic because you've got that part down. Okay. Yeah. But they're going to help you open that up. In a huge way. Okay. So taking children seriously and actually listening to what they have going on, and empathically, you know, that's how you that's a long answer that I couldn't do right now because I have to go to break. But
I understand.
It's a big one. Yes. But you absolutely. You might want to go through some of my archives. I've done several shows on that. There are some on the children, intuitive children, and I'm working on a workshop to add too for that, because there is a lot of parents asking the same thing. But just open up with that intention and ask those angels to help you with that. And they absolutely will put you in the right place, in front of the right people, in front of the right information that will help you. You don't have to know all of it before you get there. It's just like when we become parents. We don't know what we're doing. We just do it as we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And on that note, thank you so much, Tiffany, for calling in. I'm going to have to go. We are going to take a short break. Wow, we are talking about energy healing with food alchemy and how we can support our bodies as our frequency rises. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
1230 WBLQ. Yeah. Looking back on the track for a little green back. Got to find just a kind or losing my mind.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about energy healing with food alchemy, our diet, how we can support our soul growth with the physical body because our cells are changing to keep up because we have to acclimate to a different frequency. So it gets used to that. When that happens, it's going to shift the way you feel about some things. It's going to shift the way you may not enjoy something the way you used to. Now, that's a big one right now, especially after we had the biggest shift that we had at the end of September. And it's just going to keep taking us that way because that was then, this is now, and it's time to change it. So don't let it frighten you. Look at it as an adventure. Wow, I'm going to be a part of creating this new life. Yes, you want to be a participant. You want to be proactive. You want to do your homework on this. Not just, okay, somebody just tell me what to do and that's it. No. That was then, this is now. This is a time where we take responsibility for our own health. It's not somebody else's job. We have people out there that help you. We have doctors, we have holistic healers, we have energy healers, that's what I do. We have We have all kinds of nutritionists out there. We have all kinds of things out there that can help you with your knowledge base. But when it all boils down to what's going on right now for the future, it's taking responsibility for who you are. Because if you are what you eat, we want to take responsibility for that part too, right? Now, I want to give you a couple of things that across the board, like I said, everybody has their unique situation. You'll want to do your homework, but I do want to put out a few things that would be beneficial to everyone. Now, there's a few areas that are, in my opinion, and what I have chosen to do for myself, and I have been not, I have not regretted this one bit, is, and I said this over a year ago, I believe, in one of the podcast radio shows, the future of health, the priority needs to be around that immune system. I said it a good year ago, and I'm seeing evidence of that so clear this year and especially moving forward. Whatever supports the immune system, I mean, support it, because your immune system is designed to help you and to help you fight off things and to help keep you healthy, obviously. So that's also connected to the digestive system, your immune system, your digestive system supports the immune system. So this is all a daisy chain here. So you want to do your homework in those two areas. That would be books and hours of describing that in detail. I'm pointing you into a direction to research and do some homework on. For us here in this household, absolutely probiotics every day. We do that. We also make our own kombucha. We're loving that. We make that. And I also mentioned earlier that I use chaga mushroom tea. We order organic tea. It comes from northern areas. And do your homework on that and how to prepare it. Because and you don't want to do too much at once. You want to kind of gradually work into that. Okay. We do it on a daily basis because I said before, it's an adaptogen. It's one of the ancient healing herbs that shamans used, and it's wonderful. It just seems to know what your body needs. And if anything's called the magic elixir, I would say it's that one. I love it. I love it in my diet, and I will crave it and lean toward it when I know I need something. I listen to that intuition. Another one that we have on a daily basis, if you had out of the hundreds of different things out there that you could do to improve your health, I would say bring the coconut oil in and bring the apple cider vinegar in with the mother. There's a couple of different brands out there, so do your homework on that. Needs to have that, what they call the mother in it. And we use organic everything here. We're all about keeping the toxins and pesticides out of our food here. That's what we do. And we saw huge differences within a month, maybe even sooner than that on some of these. And we continually shift that and improve that. So we use it every day. We use all of it every day. We even give the apple cider vinegar and the coconut to our dog and our cat. They love it. They absolutely love the coconut. Good for them too. The apple cider vinegar in your animals helps with their kidney function. Now, dandelion tea is great for our kidney function too. But on the apple cider vinegar, it has over 40 vitamins in it, and you wouldn't believe what all the things you can do with it. Do your homework for the right amount for you, for the right amount, because anything you can do too much of, and now you're going to be, okay, why is that bothering me like that? It's not like drink the whole 16-ounce bottle. You know, for me, I'm doing 4 tablespoons a day of that every day. I put it on my skin, use it for face toner. I love it. It is good stuff. Now, one of the things that we also use in the household quite a bit, and you can ingest some of these, is essential oils, the 100% therapeutic essential oils. That's the ones that have the benefits in it. They need to be 100% therapeutic, whatever brand you're using, and make sure it's not a fragrance. You want the actual 100% therapeutic. We use lavender on a daily basis. We use eucalyptus. You can ingest lavender. I mean, we have frankincense and myrrh. Frankincense, go look that one up. We even have the resin where we make the teas for frankincense. That one's amazing, has a lot of benefits. I like that one. I prefer the essential oil over the tea in that one. We also use turmeric. Turmeric is got a lot of powerful anti-inflammatories and antioxidant properties. Now, the one thing that I discovered with turmeric is if you're having congestion or cold, you don't want to take all the medicines, the turmeric is awesome for that. It seems to decongest. It works great for me. I love it. And because I always had problems with allergies or something like that, I mean, I had things like that. Taking apple cider vinegar every day, I don't have to take an allergy medicine anymore. I got rid of that. I love it. I'm completely 100% medicine free. I had to gradually get there, but I've been that way now. And what a difference the way my mind is now. Now, I'm sharing things that I've tried. I've done a lot of homework on here and that are working and we're keeping. Okay. Now, one thing about the turmeric, we buy organic turmeric powder in bulk, like a pound at a time. And you want to add pepper with that, black pepper, because it helps your body absorb that properly. And you want to take it with some sort of fat. So what I do is a hunk of coconut oil. There you go. And boom. Detoxing is another big one to help your body because you want to get rid of the heaviness. It's kind of like cleaning house, keeping up the dust. If you detox, you know, we've heard doing it in the spring and fall. Now I do a little bit daily. I keep everything flushed daily. And it's not doing heavy detoxification every day. The vinegar itself is going to do that. Okay. The coconut oil helps with liver detoxing as well, because your liver is like a filter. Okay. It needs a little help if you're backing it up with a bunch of stuff there. And, when you're taking milk thistle with that, it's great. Milk thistle is great. Now, milk thistle has a little bit that you have to work with there because it has a lot of, it goes bad. Let me put it that way. We've learned that it's best to buy the whole seed and grind it as you need it and keep it in the freezer or fridge. That's what we've learned really digging into that one. And that was a lot of research we did, and we're glad we did that. And economically, it makes more sense as well. So these are things that you can try. If you feel like you need to do a detox, you know, look into those herbs. Rooibos tea. I love that one too. Absolutely love that one. It's a great tea at night. If you've tried chamomile and it doesn't really work for you, rooibos tea is an antioxidant. And it also is a wonderful tea for healing on your skin. You just put the tea bag on you or put it in. If you use loose tea, we use loose. So I just mix, you know, wrap it in something. And, you know, to drink it at night, you could drink it at night before you go to bed. And it's actually going to soothe you and chill. You're going to chill out. It's not going to keep you awake. It doesn't have a caffeine in it. Now, one little great thing that I absolutely have loved if you have, people are looking for something that they don't have to take a medicinal, like a cough syrup. Okay. So we're going into the season where there's a little bit of, you know, the colds, the bronchitis, all that kind of stuff's popping up. I discovered a wonderful homemade cough syrup that works great and it's very easy to make. And I've used it. It works great because I don't get sick very much, to be honest. And when I do, it likes to go to the bronchial and then it's just like, oh, come on. Well, I don't take anything. I refuse. I'm not doing it. I'll use natural antibiotics like the essential oils. But this cough remedy is awesome. All you do is take two bananas, pour boiling water over it. And then after it cools off, add you 2 tablespoons of raw local honey. It's 400 milliliters of the boiling water to two bananas and somewhat ripe. Some that, you know, the ones that have little spots on them. I saw this and I went, well, I got to try that. That's not that hard. You drink that whole thing down, like divide it up into four servings throughout the day, drink it down, and then make a new batch the next day and do it for 2 to 3 days and boom. The biggest thing I noticed about it was loosening things up when I had something going on and it was in my bronchial. And, you know, it just felt like, okay, am I ever going to get rid of this irritation? It did it within 2 days. I didn't even have to drink the whole second day. So I wanted to share that because if you got children and you're trying to get away from all of that stuff, all that medicine and all that stuff, and you're trying to find a natural way, try this. You know, you can give it a try because that's just food. It's food. It's not going to hurt you unless you have an allergy to one of these things I'm talking about. And you do want to take that into consideration. If you have an allergy to anything, obviously, you know, you need to evaluate that. And you need to evaluate if this is right for you. I've given you a few things that I've tried. And some I prefer over others. Some work better for me than others. What works for you is what you're looking for. But I wanted to send you out there on a path where you could try to find something, some way different that you can explore it. You can find a way to improve your body. Remember, the immune system is the most important thing. It should be priority. When you're feeling tired, run down, most of the time stress is causing that. That means your body's being depleted faster, okay? More cortisol's being, you know, it's that stress thing. You may need to support the body more. You might need to change it up and support it more. And if you just look at that and pay attention, don't keep trying to push through when your body's trying to tell you, hey, you know, I kind of need some fuel here or I need more sleep or something, you know, because that's when you're going to come down with something. We don't want to be ignoring that. You can really find ways to listen to your body in so many ways. And now's the time to do that because, you know, everybody deserves health, happiness, prosperity. Everybody deserves that. It's your right. You deserve that. If you already have something major going on, there is a lot of things out there that will not hurt you to try as long as you don't have an adverse reaction or allergic reaction to it. And you need to see if it's going to work for you. I can't say, oh, everybody do this and it's perfect for them. There's going to be the exceptions to the rule. So you're looking for what works for you. And I'm just giving you some examples that have worked for me, but it is out there. And do your homework, do due diligence. I mean, look into everything that you're feeling a sensation to do. I mean, years ago, my body was saying, you know, don't eat red meat anymore. And I stopped a long time ago, probably 20, long time ago. And I haven't had any desire for it. Then it said, switch over to organic coffee because I love coffee. And that made a huge difference. It was like, stop doing this. I would stop doing one thing and I'd say, well, do I need to replace it with something? I would ask and I would ask the angels to clarify it to me. So if you feel this hunch coming in, just ask the angels to give you another sign to clarify or validate. Is this what I'm hearing that I should do? Or should I add? Should I remove? Should I do a little bit of both? And make a choice. Try it out. It's okay to try something, then back, okay, I tried that. That wasn't so great. Well, okay, find another route. Because guess what? There is a solution to every problem out there. Everybody can find something that'll work for them. Everybody. And learning how to do this, if you do have the children that are coming up into this new and incredible world coming, you're going to do everybody a favor here. It's going to be big. So I want everyone to think about that as you go and you look to find what's going to work for you. What's going to work for you? Everybody has an opportunity to be healthy. And with that, I'm going to close out the show. I get excited about this because I'm very, very passionate about it. And I really want you to know that you have options out there. And I want you to go and explore them and try things. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of a new path in your life. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Please go over to my website, JenRoyster.com, and you can sign up for the newsletter for upcoming events and upcoming show listings that I have. I have free guided meditations over there, and you can check out the workshops that people are taking. We have private sessions that you can sign up for, as short as 15-minute email, all the way up to a much longer one, up to 90 minutes. And I do all of those by phone or Skype, or if you're in a time zone that's not feasible for that, we can do an email reading with a question. I'm here to help you in any way I can. And that's my passion. And that's why we do this show. I hope you have learned something that you can go out and try for yourself. I hope that you can find a way to improve your life in a very positive way and support your ascension as you're raising your frequency and moving forward into a wonderful new life. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.